have J.K. Dobbins or R.J. Harvey, my advice would be to get the other one as soon as you can, because instability in backfields is more common than stability, especially when there are two running backs who are both pretty significantly involved from a fantasy perspective. Dobbins right now is the lead running back, obviously, for Denver. He has roughly twice as many touches as Harvey. Harvey's only had eight or fewer touches, I think, in each of his last five games. It's still Dobbins' backfield, even though Harvey is just a hair behind him in fantasy points per game. I think they're separated by about one fantasy point per game, in part because Harvey has six touchdowns, including four through the air, and Dobbins has four touchdowns. But this is a backfield that is far better than what we saw last year when Javonte Williams was the lead back. Javonte Williams, not the Javonte Williams of this year, obviously, but still last year. He was still a bit of a reclamation project, so to speak, in terms of fantasy. We didn't yet know if he could get back to his rookie level of talent. And he was pretty inefficient, but volume saved the day for him. This year, they brought in a guy like Dobbins, who is a proven, efficient runner, and they burned a second-round draft pick. I'd say burn because it's not really a burn. Harvey's doing great. But Harvey's going to turn 25 before the Super Bowl. It is highly unusual. I don't actually remember the last time that a team drafted a running back in one of the first two rounds that's turning 25 before the end of the season. It is a little bit odd. It works for them. And at the same time, from a dynasty perspective, keep that in mind, that if Harvey continues to be productive, he will be 29 years old, 28, 29, by the time he's looking to get an extension or a new contract. That's tough for a guy like Harvey. I've talked about that with Corey Kronsky-Merritt as well, that these guys are primarily playing on one contract because realistically that's what the NFL allows for running backs in most cases, because by age 29, they're usually not, unless you're, you know, Derrick Henry or something like that, or a vintage Aaron Jones, whatever, you're not generally getting that kind of love and attention. Right now, this backfield is a win-now backfield. You have Dobbins, who is still youthful enough at 26, 27 years old, and he's 27. Harvey headed towards 25, and they are effective. But the reason why I would want to have both is because of the instability that this backfield presents. This is a run-heavy offense, in a sense, because this team has given up the fourth fewest points per game. The defense is built to win games. And so the running game will continue to help move this offense. Bo Nix is actually running less than he did last year, in part, I believe, because Dobbins and Harvey collectively are more effective than Javonte Williams was last year. Inside the 10-yard line, on balance per game, Harvey and Dobbins are combining for more touches than the Denver backfield did last year. So there's more high leverage scoring opportunities for these guys. But, and this is the big but, Dobbins' injury history is an asterisk, is a yellow flag, is something that we just can't ignore. The fact that he had over 300 carries in his final college season, was eased into a starting role in 2020, playing alongside Gus Edwards, where he went pretty much even in terms of touches with Gus Edwards, and then a fading 31-year-old Mark Ingram, that the backfield wasn't supposed to be turned over to him until as early as 2021. And then, of course, he got knocked out for the season that famous week or so, that infamous week or so, when Dobbins, Gus Edwards, and third stringer Justice Hill were all knocked out for the season for Baltimore. And then 2022, he comes back and he's expected to, you know, take on a meaningful role, potentially a starter role, alongside a 1B, in Gus Edwards. But he couldn't stay healthy. He came back in week three. Started a few games, got knocked out for about 5-6 weeks, came back, didn't finish out the season, and didn't play in week 17. I can't remember if they made the playoffs that year, if he played in the playoffs, but then that next season, he was knocked out for the season again. And so then fast forward to 2024, his age 26 season, He'd only started 10 games in his career in his first 4 years, even though he was a highly effective running back. And last year for the Chargers, he remade himself. He was able to mostly stay healthy, had a very productive season, and that earned him the chance to go to Denver and be the lead back. But he already has more carries this year through week 9 than he had all of his rookie campaign. He is on pace to break his NFL record for most carries in a season. And this team is built to make noise in the playoffs, perhaps be a Super Bowl contender. All those things conspire around instability in this backfield. So if you have Dobbins and you don't have Harvey, you are exposing yourself in a way that is even more potent than just having a generic starting running back because of Dobbins' injury history and the fact that I believe Denver drafted Harvey because they did not want Dobbins to be the bell cow. They wanted Dobbins to be the lead back, but not necessarily the bell cow. They wanted to pace Dobbins and make sure that they were not overworking him. And at the same time, if you have Harvey, but not Dobbins, you are leaving out a guy who is still getting about 14, 15, 16 touches a game. And you've got a guy who in Harvey, and I have Harvey, I can speak to this, who has 6 touchdowns, and that's driving a lot of his fantasy production. He's still, 8 touches or less in each of the last 5 games suggests that he is no better than a dart throw, a TD-dependent dart throw from week to week, unless or until that changes. So if you have Harvey, I would want to pay a little bit more than market value for Dobbins. And if you have Dobbins, I would want to pay more than market value to get Harvey, because there is a pretty decent probability that this perfect balance of roughly 15 touches for Dobbins and roughly 7 or 8 for Harvey is not just going to continue every single week through the fantasy playoffs. There's going to be, as there usually is, some kind of shift. And you want to make sure that you're not on the negative side of that shift. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. You know me anytime. Good luck if you've got guys playing tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.